Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, February 1st, 2021. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump switches his impeachment defense team. The Black Lives Matter movement nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Conspiracy theorists shut down the biggest COVID vaccination site in the country. Putin arrests thousands of protesters in Moscow. Tom Brady looking to cash in big on another Super Bowl win. Also ahead, what Donald Trump and Joe Biden have in common. But first, five lawyers working for Donald Trump quit 1 week before the impeachment trial. It starts on February 9th. Nine Democrat managers claiming Mr. Trump sparked an open insurrection against the U.S. Congress. The former president will likely be acquitted, as 45 senators have already voted to dismiss the entire exercise, and two-thirds of the Senate is needed to convict. If you can believe this, Black Lives Matter activists could take home the Nobel Peace Prize. The far-left outfit, now nominated by a Norwegian politician for its role in, quote, promoting social change and racial justice in the United States, unquote. The lawmaker fails to mention the group's other priorities, including the abolition of the traditional family and the entire capitalist system. The massive COVID vaccination center at LA's Dodger Stadium shut down for about 90 minutes after protesters blocked the entrance. Some carried signs saying the virus is a scam-demic and save your soul. More than 40,000 Californians have died from the contagion since March. Authorities in Russia are arresting at least 5,000 after demonstrators demanded the release of dissident Alexei Navalny, an opposition leader who returned to Russia earlier this month after he was poisoned. Navalny claims Putin was behind it. Kremlin denies that. Major unrest in Russia right now. Tom Brady hoping to deliver the Tampa Bay Bucks their second Super Bowl victory. The win would earn him $500,000 in bonus money. Brady has already made $1.75 million in the postseason. Brady would be the first quarterback to start the Super Bowl in three different decades, the 2000s, 2010s, 2020s. In a moment, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, they both have something in common. Wait till you hear this in a moment. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the Trump-Biden wish list. Although neither man would ever admit it, Presidents Biden and Trump have a major trait in common. They both need approval in order to function effectively. And this is crazy, but true. Both men have sought approval from the same power source. That is, the New York Times and the Washington Post. Late in 2019, Mr. Trump asked me if he should cooperate with Bob Woodward, an editor at the Washington Post, who was writing yet another book on him. The first exercise hammered Trump, and I believe the second would also do that. Now, Bob Woodward is a legendary reporter and a shrewd guy. He had to deliver an outline to his publisher in order to secure a multi-million dollar contract. Mr. Woodward cannot just say he'd write whatever he learned. No, that kind of uncertainty does not lead to big dollars. Woodward had to produce a strong point of view, which he did. Simply put, President Trump doesn't listen to anyone and is tremendously ill-informed. And that's what Bob Woodward wrote, because that's what his primary audience would pay to read. I explained the situation to President Trump just as I am explaining it to you. And then I asked the president a simple question. Why would he actually help Woodward trash him again? Mr. Trump said he wanted his side of the story to be told, which Woodward did. But only after a number of former Trump cabinet members pounded Trump into pudding for about 150 pages. I could be wrong, but I think Donald Trump thought he could convince Bob Woodward that his administration was doing a good job. But if you understand that the Washington Post and its rival, the New York Times, promote an almost exclusive liberal point of view, Donald Trump's effort was doomed no matter what he said. Enter President Biden, who will gladly cooperate with the Post and Times because he measures his success by their approval. In fact, I believe the two newspapers have more influence on Mr. Biden than any other vehicle in the world. It was almost shocking to see Joe Biden become a clone of Bernie Sanders during his first week in office. Casting unity completely overboard, Biden signaled he'll try to destroy the fossil fuel industry, open the nation's borders so chaotic illegal immigration can resume, and favor marginalized groups and individuals over white citizens. That was even too much too soon for the New York Times editorial board, which advised Biden to slow down the executive orders so as not to produce a ferocious backlash. Expect the president to slow down. It seems incredible that two leftist newspapers could be formulating policy in America, but the evidence is there. The corporate TV news agencies often imitate what the papers do, and Biden knows that. Throughout his entire political life, Joe Biden has been a go-along to get-along kind of guy, a moderate in Democrat clothing, a backslapper who sought compromise. But that's gone, baby, gone. Now, Mr. Biden is a progressive. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 57 years ago today, a new band from the west coast of England hit the top of the charts in the USA. The song, I Wanna Hold Your Hand. The band, of course, the Beatles. They would achieve 7 number one singles in the next 10 months. Here's the story. First, music was in Paul McCartney's DNA. His father was an accomplished jazz pianist. He bought Paul a trumpet for his 14th birthday. It was quickly exchanged for an electric guitar. A year later, Paul and John Lennon formed a group called the Quarrymen. Beatlemania made U.S. landfall in February 1964. The boys played a few tunes on The Ed Sullivan Show, sparking a national sensation. They would remain the most popular act in America until calling it quits in 1970. In total, the Beatles racked up sales of 1.6 billion in single records. Can you believe that? 600 million albums, 25 number one hits. The song Yesterday has been covered professionally more than 3,000 times. Despite their notorious British pedigree, three of the Fab Four ultimately settled in America. Paul McCartney owns property in Manhattan, Beverly Hills, Arizona, and the Hamptons on Long Island. John Lennon moved to New York City after the Beatles' breakup, where he was shot to death outside his apartment by a deranged fan on September 8, 1980. Lennon was just 40 years old. Ringo Starr moved to Los Angeles in 2014 after selling his house in the UK, said Starr, quote, "It's not that sad because it's time for a change and the weather is better over there," unquote. And here's something else you might not know. Paul McCartney's production company owns the rights to more than 3,000 songs, including Buddy Holly's entire catalog and music from Broadway blockbusters like Guys and Dolls and Grease. McCartney is rock and roll's wealthiest musician. Estimated net worth, $1.2 billion. Baby, you're a rich man, as McCartney and Lennon once sang. back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.